What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Kruger's Corner. I'm Mike Kruger, joined with producer Todd.
What's up?
And we got another two episodes of Freddy's Nightmares we're going to be reviewing tonight. So first up is episode 13, Deadline. And in this one, a washed-up newspaper editor is given the story of a lifetime. However, he soon finds out that the newspaper tells the future after seeing an article about him committing suicide. All right, so I did really get into this story through, like, the first half. Like, I was really interested just having the angle of this guy that really wants to be a journalist, but he's an editor for a newspaper company, and he's trying to investigate this story, even though, you know, everybody's telling him not to. I was really interested in that. And I also like, you know, the various hallucination scenes we got, like that one chick ripping out his heart was pretty cool. And then that other scene of the mob skinning that one dude's tattoo off. That was pretty badass too. The one thing that really kind of put a sour taste in my mouth though, was like, the ending of his, you know, his story, before we move on to the second half. It just, I don't know, I felt it was a little lame the way Peter died, and it was also just kind of confusing how it all happened. And then the second half of this episode just completely fucking lost me. I mean, the stupid love story going on with Emily and the guy in her dreams, I wasn't into it at all. And by the end, I was clinging for life because I was really not having a good time. So overall, one thing I'll also say is that the Freddy little segments that popped up in this weren't really that great either. So overall, like, it's one of the weaker episodes. I didn't absolutely hate it because of most of the first half of the episode, but the second half I just thought was really shitty, and one of the shittier second half of the episodes that we've gotten. But maybe you like this one, Todd. What about you?
No, you nailed it. Like, the first, and that's some of these, and I know this will come up more than once, that like we'll get half we really love and then just stop caring.
Yeah.
And this is one of those, unfortunately, because I did like the first half.
Yeah.
And then it just loses me also in the second one.
Yeah, the journalist guy was super likable too, and yeah, like that angle, I always like that angle where it's a guy, not, you know, he doesn't have the job he wants, but he's working the shitty job and ends up doing the job he wants while working the job. Like that was a cool angle they had at it, and like I just wish they would have wrapped up that portion of the story a little bit better, because it really was kind of confusing. And the second half didn't do anything to, you know, help that confusion either.
Yeah, this one was directed by Michael Lang. He really doesn't have like any horror credits. I mean, he did some X-Files, some Buffy the Vampire Slayers. But like, he's a TV director, like everything. Mm-hmm. I don't think he has one feature. Well, maybe he has one feature from 2017, but like television.
Yeah.
He did Red and Meth, if anyone remembers that. Stripes.
Red Meth.
Red and Meth, the Method Man and Red Man show.
Oh, I thought you said Red Meth. I was like, what is this new shit on the streets?
he did some Hercules. Ooh, Weird Science. I like that show. But yeah, American Gothic, another anthology show. But yeah, all TV, everything TV.
Yeah, I wish I could have more nice to say about this one, but.
Yeah,
it was just it's definitely one of the weaker ones, and I looking online, I feel like a lot of other people agree with that too. But all right, well, enough on that one. Let's just rate this episode and move on to the next one. So for me, I was tossed up between a 2 and a 2.5, but I think because of how much I did enjoy the first half of the episode with the editor, I'll give it a 2.5 out of 5. Say it's about average.
Yeah, I can't give anything any different rating. It's average. I mean, if we're averaging out the two halves of the episode,
yeah,
we get a 2.5.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to now episode 14, Black Tickets. And in this one, a young couple elope in search of freedom, but find themselves trapped in Springwood. So I was really, really excited about this episode, just for the sheer fact that watching this on Screambox, we got this like little preview of the episode right before the episode happened. And this shit looked like it was about to be like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was fucking losing my shit. I was just like, oh, fuck, this is going to be one of them. We didn't quite get Texas Chainsaw but, amount of badassery, but Bill Moseley showing the fuck up, I was enthralled. And like, to be honest with you, the whole story in the beginning when they were in the hotel setting, I thought that was really interesting. I wanted that to just be the whole story, you know, this couple getting stuck at this, you know, hotel with a bunch of hillbilly weirdos and have them having a jacuzzi filled with piranhas and shit and the snakes in the bed. Like, I just wanted to see this whole, I don't know, funhouse hotel type of scenario play out. Unfortunately, that is not what we fucking got. That really, really sucked for me because, once the couple goes and finally settles down in the town, I found myself just clock watching through the whole thing. I really didn't care about, you know, this dramatic struggle of this couple trying to decide if they, you know, want a kid or not. Like, that did nothing for me. And, it really just sucks because I was so excited. You know, the first half of the episode, I was really into this, you know, this hotel and these shady characters, especially Bill Moseley being one of them.
It's funny because, you know, I mean, this literally has like one of the biggest movie stars in the world, and you've only mentioned Bill Moseley, so I'll just throw it out there. It also has a young Brad Pitt, Cliff Booth himself.
It did? What the fuck?
Oh yeah, he's our lead. You didn't realize that?
Oh no, I didn't.
Oh shit. Okay, well then that's why you didn't mention it.
that's funny.
Yeah, our lead Rick. That was young Brad Pitt.
That's fucking hilarious, actually.
Now you have to go back and see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. I'm sure, like, now that I know, I'll see it. I wasn't. Yeah. It's funny because I recognize Marissa Hargitay, like, right, immediately. Yeah, but
I remember that.
I mean, to be fair, I've seen her face probably a lot more than I've seen Brad Pitt's.
This is true.
I mean, I'm a Law and Order SVU diehard. Brad Pitt,
if Cliff Booth is watching this, he's gonna be a little pissed off. I'm just sorry, Cliff.
Hey, I like Inglourious Bastards, that's about it, though.
Oh, no, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh my god, I fucking loved it. All right, sorry, but then again, I love all of his stuff. I
haven't seen every single thing. I think the only one I wasn't crazy on was Hateful Eight.
You know what? It depends on which version you watched, but
I probably watched the grosser version.
Well, the long version, it's so much more to it. But it's like, and I think it's the comparisons to the thing, not necessarily the creature, of course there isn't, but like the paranoia.
The paranoia and the isolation.
So I give it another try. Try one of the longer. Try the novel, the one that's broken up into chapters.
Yeah, one of these days I gotta just sit down and catch up on the Quentin Tarantino stuff I haven't seen. But enough of Quentin Tarantino though. What did you think of Black Tickets, Todd?
First thing I got, because it was the first thing on my notes, and you already brought it up. The little preview, the coming up. God, that took me back. I remember watching those and getting so excited.
Dude, I would have been freaking the fuck out if I saw this one pop up just randomly while watching TV.
Right. And that's what used to happen. It was just, I wish they had that on every one of these episodes because,
yeah, that would have been awesome. Cool.
I know some are out there, but yeah, those are just take me back. I do like this episode. I mean, yeah, having Moseley in there doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I disliked it. Yeah. I just that first like 15, 25, 20-ish minutes like was really strong. And then when they're arguing and trying to figure out, you know, if they want to have a baby or not, that wasn't like as interesting for me. I was just I get like, it. But But yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I did want to bring up the director, George Kaczender. There's not really much that he's notable, like that you'd like anyone would really know. But I do want to point out he directed three episodes of Freddy's Nightmares.
Oh, wow.
The first one being The Bride Wore Red. Okay. And Black Tickets. Did we do Dreams Come True yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's an upcoming one. So he does have one more.
Cool. Yeah, no, definitely not, you know, not one of the weakest, but fucking Texas Chainsaw Hotel would have been fucking a little bit cooler. Yeah. All I'm saying.
Now, if you didn't have that little spot at the beginning, think you it didn't give you that hope? You think you would have liked it better?
I mean, it was more than a little bit of hope because Bill, I mean, he's in more than one scene. Like, it looked like we're about to find out this family that's running this hotel the way the story played out. So I would have been, I mean, I don't think I would have liked the episode as much if it didn't have that. But okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have been into this episode if it was just them figuring out their struggle with if they want to have a kid or not. But that shit was cringe as fuck to me. Like when they're like, "Oh, you think you're ready to be a parent?" Like I was
cracking up.
I was like, I'm fucking over this shit. But anyways, why don't we rate this one and get the fuck out of here? So for me, I'm a 3 out of 5.
I'm the exact same thing. I'm a 3. Right. Yeah, this was definitely not winning Brad Pitt any awards.
The bump up, it was bumped up to a 3 after seeing Freddie just being in a mechanic outfit. Oh. Fucking working on a car. That shit was funny.
When they have the good little, you know, vignettes in between, it really makes a difference.
Somebody needs to just do a super cut of just all the vignettes.
I think that's coming.
Oh, stay tuned.
I didn't say from here, but I think...
It will pop up somewhere. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, other than that, just make sure you like, share, subscribe. Check us out on all the social medias, including patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Just starts at $1. All the links to all that good stuff is in the description below. And yeah, I think that's about it. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers.